very good evening to you, faithful listeners of Eagle FM and faithful listeners of Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station, that is Eagle FM. Now it's Saturday and it's that time again. And like I always tell you that once you hear the voice of Toby Mac round about this time on a Saturday, you just know that Happy is somewhere just very close around the corner. She's not very far from the mic. So yeah, it's a Saturday. We have yet another interesting topic for you right here on Saturday. Insightful topic. This is Life Lessons, where we speak about life lessons, everything in between. And tonight I'm joined by a very special lady in studio. Yeah, I hope you all are excited. I hope you all are interested to be inspired. I hope you all are ready, and I hope you have invited a friend to also partake and listen to the conversation. Now I will be opening the studio line roundabout after an hour 30 minutes or so, and you can be able to come in and ask a question or give contributions, or perhaps you've been always wanting to speak to this lady, or perhaps you want to share your opinion or something that you want to share so that you can also partake in the conversation. After all, I don't want to be selfish to holding my guest all to myself. Okay, now this is Life Lessons. Definitely our studio line will be open. Just take down the studio number if you haven't already. That is on 083-288-401. Now let's get right into business this evening. So tonight we're talking about what you set your heart on, you can achieve. And I kind of like wanted to say you can certainly achieve. Yeah. You know, sometimes we place goals before us that look so impossible, that look so challenging, that look so not easy to attain. But you know what? What you set your heart on, you can definitely achieve. And you know, Life Lessons is right here to encourage you, to motivate you, to keep you well grounded and well motivated for the week ahead so that you can achieve those goals that you have set before you at the very beginning of the year. Yeah. So we are here to remind you throughout the year so that we can keep you inspired, and we bring on the people that can inspire you and inspire me. So welcome to Life Lessons. Now tonight we are joined in studio by Sarah Moshane Haimbodi. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, Happy.
How are you?
Good, good. Good evening, listeners. Thank you for having me. Sure. I'm really humbled and excited. To spend the evening with the Eagle FM family.
Yeah.
I hope I'm welcomed.
You are so welcome.
And glory to God, and all adorations to Him for making this, hour possible for me and you and listeners. And for that, we are grateful.
Exactly. You know, and first, I actually wanted to ask, your surname, Moshana, not Moshane, eh?
Yes.
With an
My
A.
My surname is Moshana.
Haimbodi.
Yes.
I was reading it with another mindset, like, okay, what tribe is she? The other surname, I'm thinking, of course, this is the Abi surname, I guess.
Yeah.
Moshana.
Yes.
Ah, okay, cool. Haimbodi. I get it now. Yes. Okay, that gives it away already. Mm-hmm. So where did you grow up?
Sarah, is a village girl.
Mm.
Yeah, I was born and raised, from a small village in Ohangwena region by the name, Omedi.
Oh.
And that is where we are having our palace for Ovakwanyama tribe.
Mm.
And, I grew up there from a home that is full of love. Yes, with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah is a sister to, 9 siblings.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And an aunt to so many nephews and nieces.
Yeah.
And she is a wife to Tete Jeremy.
Yeah.
And a mother to our beautiful son. And Sarah is a part-time baker. She loves baking. Yes. Someone that just enjoys life.
Yeah.
You know, I grab whatever opportunities that is there.
Mm-hmm.
Back then when I was a youth, I would say.
I think I've passed my youth age, but I still think I'm a youth.
I'm still a youth, yes.
Yeah, thank you.
I was a sport person. I love sport. Mm. And in my free time, I also enjoy, to be, fit, exercising, And I love event planning. I am a decorator.
Indeed.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm an academics.
Uh-huh.
I love research. And What else? They call me a jack of all trades.
Oh, really? I see how.
Yes. I'm a child of God, uh-huh, obviously. Uh-huh. And, yeah, part-time politicians here and there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, I just love life and enjoy life. Yeah. And I'm someone that believes that I should live life and life, you know, to the fullest.
Yeah, ne?
Yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. When you say you're a sibling of, you have 9 siblings, mm-hmm, where do you place yourself? Are you at the beginning, middle,
last born?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how is that, you being in the middle of many brothers and sisters?
It felt normal. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that I'm not a firstborn.
Okay.
There are so many responsibilities.
I know, right?
So we are, yes, I'm the 10th of the 9 siblings from my father's side. Uh-huh. And we are 7 from my mother's side.
Okay. Yes,
so okay. I'm really coming from a very large family.
Yeah. Yes. I too have a large family. My dad has about 20 kids or 21. Yeah. So when someone says they come from a large family, it's quite understandable.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So Sarah, so you grew up in Oanguena. You went to primary school, high school.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you just moved to the city when you came for university?
Exactly.
Mm, interesting. Yes, yeah. Okay. And how was it like growing up in the village, perhaps going to fetch water? I don't know. How was it like that?
A village life, I would say, is the best life.
Indeed.
And although there were challenges because of my abilities to move around and stuff like that, it didn't really bother me because I had, like I said, I'm coming from a loving family. So my sibling supports, neighbor supports, everyone's community support, parents supports. My father really loved me.
Yeah.
My soul, rest in peace.
Aww.
And, it didn't really felt difficult to grow up from a village.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, with your condition, being in the wheelchair, is it something that, you're born with or that, came about with time?
I was born an able child.
Ah.
Yeah. And until age maybe 4, 3.
Okay.
Yes. I became sick for a very short time.
Mm-hmm.
And that has resulted in me being in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So then your parents then about 3, 4 just discovered that, you're not fine.
Yes.
Went to the hospital and then. Were you having a wheelchair from a very young age on, or back then at the village you would have to?
No. After now the results, I had minimal strength.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then they tried to take me to physio and occupational therapist. And then I used to walk on crutches, although it became difficult for me to continue working on them because of the, growth.
Mobility wasn't so flexible.
So, but then, I used to have some crutches at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When did you get your first wheelchair?
When I moved to secondary school.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And that was like, how was that for you?
It was a relief because, number one, it was very fast.
Yeah.
Although I wanted to be on a wheelchair at a very young age. My parents said, no, we have to try first. Yeah.
I see.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And it gave me, access, mobility to move around. Mm-hmm, so
looking back, you think, would you say your parents did, took the right decision?
Yeah, it was the right decision for me.
Yeah.
Because, it's not really good for a child to go on a wheelchair unless there's no any other option.
Yeah.
Because it can make and also this make your bones, because you are still growing. Yeah. So
the idea of actually trusting our parents with decisions that they make, that sometimes look like they're harsh, but then when you grow up, you look back and you're like, you know what? My mom was doing the right thing for me.
Exactly. They really did so many good things for me.
Exactly.
That when I'm reflecting back, I'm really grateful for their decisions.
Yeah.
One of it, me being going to mainstream schools, I was never taken to special schools.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the reason, like, they didn't want their child probably far from them.
Yeah, probably.
Yes. And they didn't want me to feel isolated.
Yeah.
Because special, it's special.
Yeah.
They are only students that have similar conditions or abilities.
Mm-hmm. That'll be in that school anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Compared to the mainstreams where we have variety of everyone.
Mm-hmm. And meeting everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now let's come back to school-wise. Mm-hmm. Being at school, how was it like for you? Book-wise, were you that somebody who really loved books? Part-time, perhaps also partaking in sports? Or what's that main highlight you'd see you still remember doing in school, in high school, secondary school?
Okay. High school. Okay. Maybe I'll start from junior primary.
Sure.
I started my junior primary at Angela Primary School. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to combined. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Still at Angela.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would reflect was the accessibility.
Ah.
Yeah. It wasn't really 100% accessible, so I had to face such, you know, challenges because I would assume that I was the first child, you know, to have special needs to be part of, you know, my primary years of Angela. So basically it was accessibility issues, but then that could not stop me, you know, to give up on going to school.
Yeah.
I think I also loved reading. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed school. I had wonderful friends. And yeah.
Some who are still friends now?
We are still friends.
Nice.
Yes, we are still friends with my junior, primary. Yes.
Cool.
Friends.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm still friends with my two high school friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that friendship kind of like has that bond and that foundation from your very childhood.
It doesn't vanish.
Exactly.
It remains.
And even if you haven't spoken for like with us, even if you haven't spoken for like maybe a month, 3 months, when you do catch up, there's no grudge of, you didn't call me when this happened. It's just kind of like getting back into the system of, okay, catching up. How are the kids? How's family and stuff like that?
Yes.
Now coming over to university, what was your first course when you came? What is that first course that you came to do here, and at which university? And how was that transition like for you?
Okay. Firstly, I started with Science Foundation because I did my grade 12 subject in science.
Yes,
I was a science student,
And
that was at Shakati Northern Campus.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And although I didn't really enjoy mathematics.
Yeah.
I did it anyway.
Yeah.
But then looking at the, because when we're doing science, you are more into laboratories, you know, mixing chemicals and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the lab, you know, has, you know,
it was the table was quite high.
Yeah, and those many chemicals can either
splash
on you or, you know, so
yeah.
I decided to change my career, my direction from science to corporate communication. My first diploma was in public relations.
Yeah.
That I started with the University of Namibia.
Mm.
Yes.
Interesting.
And yeah, I continued with PR.
Mm-hmm.
And graduated in honors degree in media studies, where I majored in public relations and sociology.
Mm.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
And how was that during university days, meeting new friends, coping with modules? I mean, university is way different from secondary school.
Yeah.
Now with a lot of modules and tests, one after the other. Mm. How was it going for you?
It was not easy. Still, Obviously, you'll encounter challenges. I encountered challenges because I was probably one of the very first few students with special needs that also joined the university. So we had to make plans, especially, thank God I had, student representatives that were very vocal and they can advocate for me to access whatever building. And as a result, ramps were
put up.
Were put up at the university. Elevators were installed. Also, my classmates, if the class is not accessible for me, and there's a test to be written, they will tell the lecturer, if Sarah is not here, we are not going to be, you know. So it was really just a community and an environment that I would call home away from home. The support was there.
While we're still here, you speak a lot, you come from a community of love, from a family of love. I want to get your perspective on this in general, on life in general. Would you say that most of society or societal problems that we have is because of a lack of love, perhaps from home itself or from the community itself, and not just for anybody with special needs, I mean, for everybody in general?
It depends. It all depends.
Yeah.
But all I could say is love plays a role in building up a community. If the community is full of love, we wouldn't hear things that are currently happening right now. We wouldn't hear murder. We wouldn't hear rapes or killing of young children's elderly. So love plays a role. It puts together a community. It builds a nation.
That is true. Now, still coming back to your career, you did PR, you did media, and then majoring also in PRO, right? How has that been able to impact your life? Like, even where you are now, like general, how with communications, how is that?
Obviously with media, you are trained not to be fearless.
True.
So it boosts my courage. It boosts my
confidence.
And for that, I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Although I did not, continue following a route of corporate communications. Mm-hmm. I had patience to serve the community for special needs or persons with disabilities. After completing my honors, I had that patience, and I wanted to be part of my community. You know, looking at the fact that, you know, we are the minority, you know, and many of us are, you know, voiceless, to say. So I decided not to divert my career into disability or inclusive part. With that, I decided to do a postgraduate diploma from the University of Cape Town in disability studies and diversity.
I didn't even know there was such a course that I can also.
Yes. It's open to anyone. I started there, and then I then furthered it to come and now specialized in inclusive education to just broaden my knowledge in academics.
And so you can be a better voice.
Yes,
for the community.
In academics and inclusivity and advocacy to say, or human rights.
That's interesting. Something that I've always wanted to do, actually.
Yes.
Perhaps probably indirectly doing it sometimes.
You can do it.
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I think that is something that I could explore.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Become more vocal. You become more knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. As much as, you know, a lot of people want to be a voice for others, but then the platform they use, or the, not really the platform, I think the mode of communication that they use, the way they end up doing more harm than good,
yes,
in a
yes,
way.
Yes.
So having the background and the education and the training equips you and puts you in a position where you can give your very best.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. You need
some sort of background.
Background,
something
yes.
to lean on.
Yes.
That's quite interesting. Okay. So now, what are some of those specific perhaps modules that you encountered while you were doing your postgraduate in Masters of Education Inclusive that were like sort of like a stand out to say, this is interesting?
What modules now? All of them impacted me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had modules that looked at inclusivity, and mainstream, you know, how we can accommodate learners and students, you know, that are differently abled or with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the modules focused on human rights and advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
And some modules focused on classrooms, you know, and
Accessibility,
as well as, you know, just figuring out how to assist or how to work with either parents or learners or students that are differently abled.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think, our listeners are learning a lot. Just last Saturday, I hosted, the managing director of Side by Side.
Mm-hmm.
So she works also with children with special needs and guides those in the community,
mm-hmm.
looking at taking a holistic approach, not just dealing with a child with disability or persons with special needs,
mm-hmm.
but holistically looking at the surrounding of her or him,
yes, yes.
looking at the mother, the father, the family,
yes.
the community,
exactly.
on how we can also help them better, how we can serve them better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a continuous process,
yes.
until we actually get there, where everybody gets it that, hey, this are people with special needs, so let's give them an extra hand.
Mm-hmm.
Let's help them a mile, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not to exclude them.
That too.
To groom them.
Mm.
In our society,
yes,
in our space, yes.
Okay, what's that one thing that people who are with special needs that that's one thing that they don't like that we probably, I think we overdo or I don't know.
Since I would say conditions are different.
True.
Yes.
True.
So they comes with different preferences.
Mm.
So I can't really generalize
yeah,
it.
Ne?
But one thing we do not like is to be excluded, you know.
Definitely.
We like our voice to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we, before our conditions, we are human beings.
True.
Yeah. So we just use, how do I say, sometimes it's the society that limits
yeah.
persons with disabilities, people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if the building is not accessible, that is not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the building that is stopping me to enter.
Exactly.
It's the society, societal needs
norms.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I can also give an example of all of us. We use cars, you know, to drive to work.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, you are not bound in that car.
Mm-hmm.
You use that car for mobility.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with my wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is just a tool that I use to move around. But
beyond that, I'm a person.
Exactly.
With needs.
I don't, it doesn't sleep on my bed.
Yeah.
I park it somewhere, mm-hmm. just like mm-hmm. any other cars.
Like any other chain.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not really. Just a tool that I used to move here and there.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. So
I think
it's if the society can, you know, be barrier free,
we could go so far.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't have, you know, so many not complaints,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. whatever, but for as long as the society is, you know, if only the society can be friendly to all of us, mm-hmm. it's going to be a beautiful spare,
yeah.
you know, for all human beings.
Actually, yes. Yes. Actually, yes. I think with parents of children with special needs or children with disabilities, mm-hmm. they can explain it better, perhaps, you know, to say, mm-hmm. but my child is just like any other child.
Exactly. Yeah, there's no difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no difference.
There's literally no difference.
Yes, what is different is mm-hmm. there. Other children can run mm-hmm. to reach to the top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
My child can use a scooter mm-hmm. to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. the child can still get there
mm-hmm.
as long as there are different
not,
ways.
Yes. yes maybe yes. not at the same pace as those other ones.
Yes.
But definitely get there.
Yes.
And they're well able to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I think if I was going to do, eventually when I reach my master's and I have to do my thesis on it, mm-hmm. I'll probably want to talk about that specifically to say, you know what? Inclusivity, let's look at them as just normal people who are able
we
to
are
do
normal.
Yes.
Just differently
exactly,
able.
Exactly, just yeah. differently able.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm. Sarah, quite interesting. Mm. And I think let's go for a commercial break, and when we'll be back, we'll be talking more about Sarah, career-wise, marriage, driving a car, and all that. We'll be back shortly.
Mukungu lelewa tuko maikuto wa mina apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Mwvele kisema app ato wakasi nchavu kamso, zakare riferire, mise kunani zencha. Kuzo wakwa kushimba rifera zari vuka kuya kwa rifasi la rifera fama kepe. Mwvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulimusie mba santo ye mwituna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya rifera matasa app ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyalizwi la mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasfera sesfa app ya imba ize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko wa lifera za imba, va 081-235-8063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Want to know?
Kept secret and swept under the rug. If you never know,
truth, and you never know love. What's the love, yo? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the truth, yo? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the love, yo?
People killing, people dying, children hurting, even crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us.
As I'm getting older, y'all, people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, and love is found. Ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Father, Father, help us. Send some guidance from
above.
People got me questioning. Where is the love?
Sing with me, y'all.
One word, one word.
We only got one word, one word. That's all we got.
One word, one word.
Something's wrong with it,
hey.
Something's wrong with it,
hey.
Something's wrong with the good world, world. Yeah, we only got one word, one word. That's all we got, one word.
And we are back. If you're just tuning in, welcome. This is Life Lessons right to you on your number one talk radio station. And I'm your host, Ndafa. Happy Juju. And I'm joined by a beautiful lady with me in studio, Sarah. You know, Sarah, Sarah is a very special name. You know, my mom's name is Sarah. And I always think like Sarah is a very beautiful. With your dad giving you that name, Sarah, is there something that you always felt, special? About carrying your name, Sarah?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, ne?
Yeah. It's, you know, Sarah in the Bible is the mother of all the nations.
Exactly.
So I think the names, I know the name suits me so well. Yeah. I have never seen a Sarah that is lazy. I have never seen a Sarah that is, you know, we are all, mostly Sarah's a go-getter. Like, I don't know. We just have, a special energy. In us,
Because sort of like you're the mother of everybody.
Yes, we are caring. We are the mother of the nations.
True.
I'm a mother of so many nations.
True. That's so true. So not just a nation. She's like, so many nations.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, Sarah, you drive. Yeah. And I wanna know, how was it like, going to get your driver's license, driving at first? How was that like?
Obviously, in many cases, especially when you are done with your degree, that year that you're waiting for graduation in April, we tend to focus on, you know, what is mostly that is next is driver's license.
True.
And, I so desperately wanted to drive as well.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people with special needs, disabilities that are driving, and I was like, okay, I should give it a try.
Yeah.
So, there are driving schools, that train, persons with disabilities.
Oh.
And, just like any other person, I went through to a driving school and, also my friends or my family will also just come and train me.
Oh.
Yes, because what you need is just a car that is modified.
Yeah.
And then you can drive. So, although it was not an easy,
journey,
with NATIS, you need to pass drive with that car that is.
Oh, that specific car.
Specific car that is specialized.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there are procedures that you need to follow as a person with special need.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's how I passed through.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So your car is modified?
Yes.
Mm.
It's modified, but anyone else can drive it.
Okay.
Yeah. So
yeah,
if I'm lazy to drive that day, a friend or anyone close can drive.
Nice.
Yes. Or if I don't have a car, I can just ask.
Interesting.
You know, my husband, can I please drive your car?
Oh, wait, you can also drive his car.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. So
nice. Interesting.
Brother or sister or a cousin or anyone.
Yeah.
For as long as it's an automatic car.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the world has gone digital now, making life so much easier for all of us.
Yes,
Yeah, interesting. Mm-hmm. I think with automatic, inclusivity is screaming louder than...
Yes, but it still needs the... to be modified.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
To accommodate everybody.
Exactly.
Peacefully. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm. So now, while we are still there, what would you say to that person with special needs that's probably scared? Like, I want to drive, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say to them?
Mm-hmm. Go for it. You know, you can drive just like anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting.
Actually.
When I sometimes drive to work,
mm-hmm.
I, you know, thoughts comes in my mind.
Ah.
Like, oh, I love the way how the road is more inclusivity, to say, you know, you'll find different people driving cars.
Mm-hmm.
No one will hoot you because you are on a wheelchair driving a car. No one will even know.
Never knows.
Yes, we are driving at the same speed.
Mm-hmm.
I drive to the north. Just imagine how many kilos from here to the north. Plus minus 1,000.
You drive?
Yes. Oh, going coast wherever. Yeah. So
freely.
Yes, freely.
Without any hurdles or...
Or any, you know, fear. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay. Hold that thought. Now we have a scheduled commercial break coming up and we'll be back shortly. So stay tuned and don't go anywhere. This is Life Lessons.
The best just got better. Bharti's fiber packages that give you unbeatable internet speeds at unbelievable prices. Enjoy speeds of up to 10 megabits per second, starting from just $500, excluding VAT. Sign up now for these fiber packages that are pushing the boundaries of innovation, so you can enjoy more connectivity, faster browsing at even more affordable prices. Visit your nearest Bharti's offices to find out more, or go to bharti.africa/Namibia to sign up online.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
And we are back. You are tuned into Life Lessons right here on Eagle FM. Now, Sarah, let's talk about love. Like, finding love for you, was it something that you were concerned about? Maybe, will I find somebody that loves me for me? Will I find somebody that's gonna help me do this and this and that? Or was it just something that you knew, you know what, eventually I'll find that handsome man, it's gonna be my husband? Yeah.
Okay. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Okay.
Finding love wasn't really... Was it really something in my plate? No.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm. I don't know. It's probably because me and my husband, then boyfriend, probably we met at a very young age.
Is that so?
Yes.
And I'm thinking you met at university.
Not at all.
Okay.
He was, but then I think, at Polytech.
Yeah.
NUST. Yeah. And while I was, improving some of my courses, so he was way above.
You would say way out of my league.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was a love at first sight, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, he was not interested to become my friend or whatever. I would say what he saw in me is me and not a wheelchair.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, it was literally the heart that I know attracted
your personality.
To me.
A friend of mine likes to use that word. Personality. Yes.
Yeah. So we were probably in our late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Not late 20s, early 20s, or if not late 10.
Okay.
And we were friends. We were not dreaming or hoping to become husband and
wife.
And wife, but yeah, we were just kids, you know.
Yeah.
I would say. Yes, we were just kids. Yeah. And like I said, it was just his love that drew him near to me. Like,
yeah.
To me,
yeah,
he is just someone that wholeheartedly loved me, mm-hmm. or loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we walked the journey
mm-hmm.
together
mm-hmm.
from an early stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, up until now.
Mm-hmm.
And have you met him in the north, or you met him here in the capital city?
No, in the north.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. So before you actually came to university here, you had already met him.
I think just after my higher school.
Ah, mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. I see. Interesting. And then when finally this guy asked you to be his wife, what was your response? What was going through your mind?
You know, you are not ready. You were just... You were just living your life.
Yeah.
Like I said, there was no such a dream of like, okay, one day, yes. Although, yeah. As a believer, you pray, you know,
yeah.
God to give you someone.
And then when the answer comes,
yes.
You're like,
oh, I think it's too early.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it came at the right time.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that question came at the right time. And mm-hmm. obviously I said yes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm. While we're still at that, how was planning your wedding like?
I got married during COVID. Early hours of COVID. Mm-hmm. Early years of COVID. Days
mm-hmm.
of COVID. And although it was never, we couldn't imagine that we'll find ourselves, you know, a country being told you are locking this region, this mm-hmm. town and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an easy exercise.
Mm.
Yeah. We planned it successfully,
mm-hmm.
stress-free.
Yeah.
Like I said, I am coming from a community that is full of love. So we received support from our family.
Yeah.
And, throughout or within the process, then the whole nation was now locked down.
Mm-hmm.
And, in our culture, we don't postpone
the wedding,
yeah, in Ashwamba culture, so we were like, okay, our date is in October. This is now lockdown going on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And our parents will call in, the wedding will go ahead. you know, if there's no any other opportunities, you'll proceed to church, the two of you, and then get married. Yeah. And it was just okay with us. Yeah. However, towards now our days to our wedding,
mm-hmm.
then the lockdown was removed.
Luckily.
Yes. Yeah. So we were now left with 2 weeks to plan everything. So imagine now you put almost everything on standstill.
Yeah.
You know, you could not buy things from outside.
Yeah.
You can't even buy drinks and stuff like that for the wedding because it was strictly 10 people and stuff like that. So we were now left with 2 weeks now to
put everything together.
Yes.
And accommodate a whole a community.
Yes, yes, yes. So,
yeah.
And the whole community showed up.
Obviously.
It was very beautiful though.
Yeah,
it was really, to me, it's really a privilege, you know, because we had friends or people that we saw getting married with only 10 audiences.
Oh,
yeah.
That really did.
Yes, but at least with us, hundreds of people came. Mm. It was a wedding that was really fully attended.
Yeah.
Not just physically, social media, all over. It was all over.
Mm.
Yes.
And plus now people were excited. Like any yes. wedding that's coming was like a yes. get together. Yes. We're coming out of this lockdown.
Yes, and yes. Everything. Although being a Vambo, mm-hmm. Preparations of the happening now of the wedding, there were no exemptions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If an uncle brought a cow or whatever,
yeah.
I have to be taken to the, how do we call that?
Oh, to
Ashunda.
Yes. To the, what do you call it?
Crow.
To the crow.
Yes.
Crow is African. Shall,
I don't know. What? Yeah, that okay. place. That yes. one.
Where they keep animals.
Where they keep animals. You have yeah. to go and view and just, when you're getting in, you know, another one comes. So it was just, no exemptions.
Yeah.
Yeah. We yeah. had everything that happens at the Shivambo wedding.
Uh-huh. Took place.
It had to take place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Emoko and mm-hmm. I don't know how to call those things. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are
seeing. Yes. Those are coming seeing.
Over again. The, yeah, during the evening.
Yeah. The day before the wedding.
Yes. Mm. Announcements, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And even now the general celebrations where the bride and the groom are left somewhere
mm-hmm. before they come inside the house.
Before the trees, you know.
I think I need the guests to come yes, and talk about so, the whole culture of Vambo weddings.
Yes, so yeah, we were really blessed with good bridesmaids and yeah. groomsmaids
yeah.
that were ready to push my wheelchair and yeah, and you know, we yeah. to go through all those because it's not accessible.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
the sand. You have to go through all those.
Wait, you had to walk with your husband from all the,
yes.
no exemptions whatsoever.
No exemption whatsoever. So now people I want understand. To celebrate, yes. No exemptions, no shortcuts, unfortunately.
And I think your dad was still around this time?
Unfortunately, he oh. could not, he was not there to witness it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He died a year before my marriage.
Okay.
My wedding. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Is it something he always used to say also?
Yeah, he was someone that believed in me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know he knew that one day I was going to get married.
Mm.
Yes.
And, oh, beautiful. Mm. Oh, beautiful. Now finding your husband, and I think, he's very vocal, on his Facebook page, he talks about his wife, Tata Jeremiah's wife. How does that make you feel?
I'm used to it.
Yeah, no?
It doesn't bother me. Sometimes, okay, yeah. I don't even go there
yeah.
in many cases. To
on
just,
purpose.
Yeah, maybe I will probably visit his page after several days
yeah,
or
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah.
And then, oh, there was this picture going on. Oh, okay. So
yeah.
He does his things. I do my thing. So yeah. it's just now a normal, like it's part of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And, with your son, I know you have a son.
Mm-hmm.
How was that like, having to carry your baby in a wheelchair, being pregnant? Was it something that you would say was a bit of a challenge or was that just normal?
It wasn't really a challenge
Okay.
because it's still your body that you're
yeah,
carrying.
Yeah, you're just literally sitting down here.
Yes. Okay. Although towards the later stage when, when it grew, it becomes a bit challenging, not really uncomfortable,
okay.
but, it had required me not to sit for long.
Okay.
Yeah. And, because I had, a supportive doctor and a supportive employer towards my very last day, I just kept on, you know, just, you know, work from home. Or, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, pregnancy on its own. Even,
yes, because you cannot really sit for long.
True. Or even stand for long.
Or even stand for long. So I need to rest here and there. But it was still just a journey like any other journey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Was that like a beautiful journey for you? Something very, how was that journey for you?
It was very beautiful because you were looking forward to meet the new person.
Of course, of course.
So, yeah, it was very exciting. It was very exciting and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then finally when he came.
Yes. Boom, he is here. And he changed everything.
Yeah.
Your perspectives, your views, towards things. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Are you expecting a boy? You kind of wanted a girl?
Ah, no, okay. Just any, yeah. Any was like, cause it's not something, when we got married, our focus was not on children. Yeah. Oh. We got married to love one another.
I love that.
And, honestly, we were like, whether children are there or not, it's not our focus.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
We were not, you know, our culture will focus now. Oh, when is the child's what? And, you expected to have a little one. No, our marriage.
Within the next 1 year, yeah. 2 years.
Mm-hmm. We didn't focus on that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If God's allow us, you know, to bless us with a child, mm-hmm. we will
embrace it.
You know, we will embrace it. If he still decides no, we will still embrace it. So it wasn't our focus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sarah, that's a beautiful perspective.
Yeah, it wasn't our focus. Yes.
Not all couples have that perspective. But that's a beautiful perspective.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, with that being said, let's go for a commercial break and also take a musical break. And we'll be back to talk about her baking skills. Stay tuned.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No one can do it just like you. Something magic in the way you move. You're original, you know it's true. Don't let anybody take your tune. You ain't got a single thing to prove. You're original, so just be you. Just be you.
You're one of a kind, a kind of once in a lifetime. Not just another face in the crowd.
At Heineken, our brewing process is a special one. We use unique horizontal brewing tanks, creating that characteristic balanced Heineken taste for that refreshing first ah. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
We're the light that's inside you. Don't be afraid to let it out. So hold your head up, don't let.
Something magic in the way you move. You're original, you know it's true. Don't let anybody take your tune. You ain't got a single thing to prove. You're original, so just be you. Just be you.
Here for a reason, this world needs somebody like you. Cause anybody can be a copy, and there will always be people talking. So face your fears and chase your dreams and dance like no one's watching.
No one can do it just like you. Something magic in the way you move. You're original, you know it's true. Take your tune. You ain't got a single thing to prove. Your original, so just be you. Just be you. Just be you. Just be you.
You're one of a kind, a kind of once in a lifetime. Not just another face in the crowd.
No one can do it just like you. Something magic in the way you move. You're original, you know it's true. Don't let anybody take your tune. You ain't got a single thing to prove. You're original, so just be you.
Hey everyone, it's Sadie Robb here, and a lot of you have been wondering, what is the Live Original Tour? Well, allow me to inform you what the Live Original Tour means to me. What it means to me is it's an opportunity for this relationship right here to go off the...
And we are back. You are tuned into Life Lessons right here on Eagle FM. Now, we're busy talking about, I was busy telling Sarah about a very beautiful perspective of first wanting people getting married and wanting to just love each other, get to know each other, opposed to the normal traditional way of getting married and right into it, let's make a baby, or baby's not coming and people are stressing. Sarah, what's your take on that?
Being a believer, mm-hmm. I would say you rely entirely on your creator, you know. He is the one that knows what is best for us.
Mm.
So we don't have influence on his decisions
True.
To bless us or not to bless us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that plays a role.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a marriage is on the rock, mm-hmm. built on the rock, mm-hmm. to say,
mm-hmm.
It will rely on God to provide. Yeah.
Everything.
Very simple. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Perhaps not just children, finance, everything.
Not at all. Yeah. You can have today and not tomorrow, you
That's
know?
True.
So it's entirely on God's, because he knows you, you know, he created you for a purpose. He knows when will happy will get this, you know, when are you going to get this and stuff like that. So he knows. And when you believe that, okay, every step is guided by God, be it entering a marriage, looking forward to see what will marriage bring you, it's entirely on God.
That's true, eh?
Yes.
And I think that's something that we human beings forget a lot. Yeah. And still on this, speaking on children and marriage, you know, the traditional norm of rushing to get children. Earlier you were speaking about how children... Of course, they will come into marriage, eventually grow up, go and make their own family.
Their blessing.
And the two of you remain all by yourself.
Exactly. So there will be a point where they are there, and then a point where we did that to our parents.
Yeah, we did that to them. And I think they thought they would have us forever.
You know? So it's a process.
Yeah.
And you should focus on the two of you.
Yes.
Marriage is... about the two of you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm.
Children are a blessing towards it.
Yes.
You know, but
yes.
They aren't compulsory to say, yeah, so.
True. And while we're actually at that, I've come across wives who put their children first before their spouses. I do remember a particular lady who said, I think their son, who's about 5 years old, still slept in their bed. And I'm like, what in the world? Mm. 1 year, 5 months, you moving out of the bed, because there's no way I'm sharing my bed with a child and my husband. And you know how they sleep head on, my goodness, the feet is in your nose and all that and everything. So I'm of the perspective that, hey, latest, maybe even 3 years old is allowed for me. You know, so for me, I think wives and husbands as well should really prioritize themselves. Kids come secondary. Husband and wife is primary.
Mm.
At the end of the day, they will also leave and find their spouse. They won't cling on to you. And then you lost yourself in the process of not investing in actually this building this relationship, rather taking care of the others. Of course, kids come in and have to be taken off by two people who love each other. And I think that, you know, marriage is whereby children grow up seeing mommy and daddy love each other, makes them train them, maybe not directly, sort of like indirectly. You're kind of like training them, because monkey see, monkey do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of training them to copy your lifestyle, to see how mommy loves daddy or daddy loves mommy. And they're going to love their spouses the same.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
Yeah, ne?
And we shouldn't forget that marriages are unique.
Mm.
You know, God is a creative God.
Mm.
Yeah. That's why he created things to be different,
True.
You know.
Mm.
What will work in your home will not work in the other.
Yeah.
So It just depends to the two of you.
Yeah.
It just depends. For as long as, whether you choose, yeah, if you choose to prioritize, you know, everyone or whatever.
Yeah.
It depends.
Mm-mm.
It's an art.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It's an art. To me, marriage is art. So, and it's not the same. What is there is not, it's expected to be
in the other home.
In the other home, yes.
And I think that's where also we sometimes fail, comparison.
Yeah.
When you're expecting your marriage to be like that of the other couple, and the two of you, that other couple have their own different personalities, mm-hmm, and the two of you also have your own different, mm-hmm, personalities. That doesn't work.
No, it's, that's a, right. It's statistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a friend of mine who, she and the husband at one point, cause they had three kids. And I think the kids, were not so many years apart. So, mm-hmm, at one point, the dad had to move in the other room with one of the boys, and she had to be in the other room with one of the girls. And she was kind of like, I think, concerned about what would people say, or sort of like that. And I was like, wait, if that works for you. And then she's like, and then we find our way to actually meet when we do meet. Mm-hmm. But then if, I think at that moment, if that works for you, then I think, yeah.
Yeah.
So really,
we are different. That's true. Why we are created differently.
Yeah.
So whatever that is working for you, go for it.
Yeah. Whatever is working for you, go for it. Yeah, that's so true. What's your perspective on life generally, Sarah? Like, what's your perspective on life? I don't know if that question actually kind of like comes off clearer, but I know listening to you and hearing you, you take life as it comes, you know, sort of like, but obviously that doesn't mean you shouldn't go out and be a go-getter and do what you supposed that you think you're supposed to be doing. But what's your perspective on life generally?
In general, life. If you remember or recall well from the beginning, I was not born on a wheelchair. I was a normal child.
Full able.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and life threw what to me? Lemons, I would say.
Mm.
So what do you do? You turn such lemons to lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So life is a journey. It's a wheel, you know, and, it's something that you cannot even plan, you know, you just go with the flow, you know, whatever God is bringing you, you know, to your plate. You go for it. Remember, we cannot see our destiny. We cannot see our ending also. Yeah, so we just grab what the Lord has in space or in store for us.
Mm.
Yeah. So life is life.
Yeah.
You obviously, come across challenges. Mm-hmm. Challenges are part of life, you know,
mm-hmm,
but then they are not in our lives to defeat us.
Mm-hmm.
That is not God's purpose.
Mm-hmm.
His purpose is not for us to be defeated by challenges, but to conquer them.
That's true.
So life is life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm saying, you know, grab whatever that will come across, you know,
mm-hmm,
go for the positivity and follow what God is directing you into.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So when life throws lemonade at you,
mm-hmm,
throws lemons at you,
mm-hmm,
make some lemonade.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got this. It's not working for me.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot stuck with that thing. Turn it around, you know.
Explore something
Navigate.
Else.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Navigate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
There was a time where I was starting to question myself. You know, actually, a friend pointed out something earlier this year. He had set goals for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then for me, I think I've now reached that point where I just go with the flow.
Exactly.
Because having had life throw lemons at me and making some lemonade,
mm-hmm,
I've come to realize you can make your plans, very beautiful plans,
mm-hmm,
very calculated, mm-hmm, orchestrated,
mm-hmm,
and they will not materialize the way you desire them to.
Yes.
Because there's an outside force also that has its factor to play,
mm-hmm,
you know, as much as you make your choices.
Yeah, so that's why the Bible says his plans are not
our
ours.
Plans.
Yes.
Actually.
He is, for as long as he is the sender of your life,
yeah,
allow him to drive, you know. You don't drive, he should drive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to whatever. Yeah.
And I think that brings us to expectations. Mm-hmm. I think one thing that actually breaks us and hurts us is because we set so many expectations for ourselves and not leave room for disappointment. Yeah. Whether it's career-wise, whether it's finance-wise, mm-hmm. whether it's with those plans that we have made, mm-hmm. we don't, of course, we shouldn't live our lives expecting exactly. disappointments. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of like, you know how somebody would say they have gold and they would mm-hmm. say, this gold in my hand, mm-hmm. I don't cling unto it because any moment the gold can disappear, sort of like that. And I think those expectations that we sometimes set for ourselves are what actually hurt and disappoint us. You know, I so like to think. So with that being said, I was beginning to ask myself not so long ago whether I'm normal by just accepting certain things. Of course, like there are certain things that happen and then you're just like, oh, well, it's normal. Just recently, last week, my daughter had to go undergo an operation. She not really, I think, dislocated the arm, had a bit of just a little bit of a fracture. Not really that much, something small. And then I've been told that she needs to go for an operation. And I kind of took it okay. Of course, I was devastated by the fact that I'm going to have to be at the hospital with the child when there's other kids. But then even up until the time that she had to go for the operation, I was just really okay, you know. The only time I cried was when she came out of the operation and she was crying and I think out of pain. So I was reflecting to say, wait, am I being normal? But like, sort of like accepting, like, yeah. you know, because I just told myself, well, kids are kids.
You are normal. Yeah. Yeah. You are normal because there are situations where we don't have, power to change. You know, if it's there.
Yeah.
It's there. And it's up to you to see what to do with it.
That's true.
Yes.
So as you actually brought this up, as you're speaking about this, I thought to myself, okay, yeah, it's life. Mm-mm. Sometimes we take it as it leads us.
Yes, yes.
Because we don't really, we are not in full control of everything.
Exactly. We are not, it's, at the end, it's God who knows, what is ahead.
That's true. Let's come back to baking and cooking. How's your kitchen like? I think... Interesting.
Just like any other kitchen.
Yeah.
They say a kitchen is a heart of home.
Yeah, so, of a mother as well.
Exactly. So that's where my heart is. I'm someone who loves cooking as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I love baking more than cooking. But I am perfect in both.
Yeah,
I would say, yeah.
Yeah. You bake cakes as well?
Exactly.
Oh, like birthday cake, you would bake that.
Exactly.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I bake as well. Oh. It's been a while since I baked.
Oh, that's sweet.
Something that I love. And I'm not really a sweet tooth person, imagine.
Yeah, I eat them partially. I'm also not a sweet tooth person, but I started my baking journey actually during COVID.
Oh.
Yeah. When now the lockdown happened, you know, most of us are in Windhoek because of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when we were told, you have to be at home, whereas we were not allowed to travel now to the north. So it became a boring space and to avoid stress from hearing who passed on, who is sick, I shifted myself into baking. And I'm a self-taught baker. Yes, I taught myself. I started baking and I will be dropping cakes to my close family and friends. Yes, giving them during the COVID time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just drop food there and it's a cake that you to cheer them up.
Yeah.
And I continued on baking until everyone now loves my cake. They keep referring. I when I started baking, it wasn't even for business purposes.
Yeah.
It was just for gifting.
Yeah.
But it turned out that I have high demands of people wanting to, you know.
Serious?
Yes.
It's that serious?
Yes, it is very serious.
Yeah. Okay?
That's what I'm saying. I'm a part-time baker. I bake cakes now. Yes. And, people love my cake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I baked cake for weddings. Yes, birthdays, corporate cakes. Yeah, I do cake bake for companies.
Yeah,
just through referrals.
All things work together for good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Look at that. COVID brought out the baking aspect of baking side in you. Exactly. Who would have thought you would actually bake a cake for a wedding?
You know?
That's not like a whole big deal.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And motherhood-wise, having to juggle, how's it like having to juggle work, career, motherhood, marriage? I asked this the guest that I had again, before, how do you juggle that?
Do I even have an answer? It's only God that knows how. How do I do it?
Yeah.
But towards the end, everything, you know, is done. Mm-hmm. My husband is fed. My family is fed. Mm-hmm. Work is done.
Yeah.
You know, study assignments or exams are written.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, meetings are attended. I can only say God. Yeah, I can only, it's just God. But it's a normal now. Yeah. It's not a burden. I just navigate successfully.
Exactly.
Yes.
I think it's a motherly thing or a woman thing.
Yes.
Ah.
That's what we are created for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this moment you are breastfeeding. Next moment you are changing nappies.
Uh-huh. While on phone call even.
Yes. Yeah. There, you know, 5 minutes you are in the kitchen, waking up, warming, you know, child's milk.
Yeah.
Sleep, rest a bit. Be the first to wake up. Prepare breakfast.
The last person to go to bed.
Prepare breakfast to your family.
Yeah.
You know, it's a woman nature.
It's a
normal thing. We are made to probably just be all
everywhere.
Over.
Yeah. Multitasking.
Multitasking.
It's actually,
you have friends that also need your time. They will even call you. Oh, why are you quiet? What's happening?
Yeah.
So, You now have to divide your time to your family, to your friends, to your work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly.
To your community.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. What about in the north now? What, looking back and actually with what you just finished, completed education-wise, what's your thought, perhaps, how do you intend to make an impact within your community? I know you earlier spoke about wanting to be a voice or being a voice for the voiceless. How do you want to make an impact? How would you want Sarah to be remembered? Of course, you have your family that's going to remember you for the aspect that you're playing in their lives. Mm-hmm. But community-wise, how do you want Sarah to be remembered?
That, I'm not yet there.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not yet there simply because, you know, when you're married, you move to a new village.
Yeah. Okay.
You start your new home and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And being Sarah, I'm someone who likes starting something and finish it. I don't pre-start things. Although I have dreams for my community,
mm-hmm.
I am not ready to, you know, even start or air them or talk, you know, I have good plans for my community.
Yeah.
But I would not be happy to start something. And because of busyness and stuff like that, you leave it stand still.
Mm.
Yeah. My dream is to see my community at least with a kindergarten or a school that is inclusive, accommodating all children from different backgrounds. That is my wish, you know, at my village, at least to have a special, not either a special school or a mainstream school.
Mm-hmm.
A
that
school,
accommodates everyone.
Yes, that will accommodate everyone from, because we have seen parents that are struggling to have their children with special needs to study near them. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, if a parent is not working or if a parent is working, that parent will be forced to relocate to a town to, you know, to be near the child.
Mm-hmm.
And those that not, do not have the means, they are forced to send their children away from them.
Mm.
But that is not a dream of every parent. Mm. You know, you want to have your children near you.
And especially when they have special needs.
Yes, yes. And in our communities, we don't have such schools.
Mm.
Yeah, we don't have. I was privileged that, you know, my parents decided, this one is not going away from us.
Mm.
Yeah, although you have to, I'm sure they probably they were faced with many rejections and stuff like that.
Many criticisms.
Yes, yeah. And many, you know, like how, you know, it was the best thing they did to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my dream that every child is granted, you know, that love, you know, to study or to go to school with the parents around them.
Yeah.
Because overall, they are our protectors.
Mm,
yeah. But the fact that we do not have schools, mainstream schools or special schools in our villages, it's a challenge on its own. Yes. And yeah.
Yeah.
That's my wish, you know,
yeah.
Something that I would want to see.
Mm,
yes.
Yeah. And I take it not just from your community, but in every village.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never thought about that. I never thought it like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we always talk about inclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
But I've come to realize that even in my brain, when we're talking about inclusivity, mm-hmm. I'm just thinking about town. Access for people with disabilities to
in
be able
villages.
To go in the building.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But wait, at the village?
Mm-hmm.
What about at the village?
Exactly.
You spoke about, of course, with your wedding being, nothing was
special or exempted.
Exempted. But having to push the wheelchair in a whole thick sand.
Yes.
That was not so easy.
Not at all.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You know?
Yeah.
These are things that really we should be bringing on the table. Or
exactly.
People, or those who are able
our focus to should be, okay, because I'm a village person, I know what it feels to have special needs and you're in a village. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you'll find other houses, you know, there are no bathrooms.
Mm.
There's a person with disability in there.
Yeah, ish
sure. Accessibility. Mm-hmm. So it's really, I know how it, what it feels
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
be a person with disability and in a village.
Mm.
Yes.
I hear you.
We need, how to say, for example, accessible cemetery, just for an example, you know, you need to attend a funeral of your close friend or close person because of lack of accessibility. Sometimes you are in a car just to watch. Yeah. Thank God now we have, how do we call this? Mainstreams.
Yeah.
You know, but that is not, it doesn't bring in the reality you want
yeah.
to see how.
Yes.
Yes.
You want to be there as well.
Yes, exactly.
With fellow loved ones.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You just think of it like, if it's for the lack of support, if this person doesn't know anyone there, how are they going to navigate to get through to, you know, bid a farewell to their loved one?
Actually, yeah.
Yes.
Good question.
Mm. So it's such things, not just that, yeah, okay, now churches are accessible and clinics, yeah, but things like even general sports facilities for kids with special needs in the villages.
Mm-hmm.
How do we go about it?
How do we go about it?
Yes.
I think there's definitely questions that we should be bringing on the table in terms of when we talk about inclusivity, what exactly do we mean and what exactly are we referring to? Because like I was saying with me just thinking about when we're talking about inclusivity, all you're thinking about is the city and buildings and having to go to F&B and all. What about everyday activities? But I like how you actually break it down for us and widen up our mindset in terms of that. Okay. Now let's go for a commercial break and then we'll take a musical break as well. And we'll come and talk about perhaps having a child with special needs. We'll talk directly to the parents in this morning. modern day and age. Yes, stay tuned. Also, our studio line is open right after this musical break. You can come through and air opinions or contributions. So perhaps you have a question for Sarah. You just dial through on 083-288-401. So I'll see you right after.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
I want to know.
Every day I run a race, just trying to get ahead. Don't think about where I am now, just where I wanna be instead. I'm losing so much precious time, but will I be satisfied in the end? Oh, in the end. I don't wanna spend my life trying to fight for what's not mine. I don't wanna lose myself in someone else's dream. I know I was made with a purpose to reach past the surface, live life fearlessly. I want nothing less than to be who I'm meant to be.
And now we are back. This is Life Lessons. We're talking about inclusivity, right? I think so also. That's part of it, because I mean, this is what we were talking about before we actually went for the commercial break. And we're here with Sarah Moshana Heimbod. I'm saying it right now. Moshana Heimbod.
Heimbod.
Yes. Wonderful. That is Jeremiah's wife. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Let me emphasize on that. Now, Sarah, of course, thank you for opening up our eyes when it comes in terms of inclusivity. It goes beyond accessing a building, and it goes beyond just the city. It goes beyond, yeah, it goes beyond so many things. There's so much that we can actually, when we talk about inclusivity, but that's a question I think that is now in my mind that I would want to really get answers to. Like when we're talking about inclusivity, what exactly are we talking about? You know?
Yeah. Inclusivity is a simple term. Mm. It basically means that we are, everyone is included,
exactly.
Not excluded.
Yes.
That is the basic term I could give it.
Yeah.
Like you are part of it. Mm. You are not outside it.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. It's within you whoever that is there. I'll project it to like as a group, mm-hmm. as a group discussion, mm-hmm. let's mm-hmm. say. That group discussion has, different people from different backgrounds,
yeah,
different students. You know, when we meet at the university, you are meeting with white students, we are meeting with marginalized students, or you know, we are meeting with rich students. So, and then at the end, they are kept in one classroom,
yeah,
regardless of their
status
or who they are,
mm-hmm.
and for as long as the class is accommodative enough to welcome the rich and the poor students, mm. or the poor
or the
learner.
Middle class.
Yes, you know, mm. it becomes now inclusive.
Yeah.
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 And same way, inclusive, when we place it in society, we are talking about a society with different people from different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's still bringing my understanding of saying that our God is a creativity, is a creative God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's called a creator.
And a God of variety.
Exactly. He didn't want us to look the same.
True.
Yeah. That's why this one is black, this one is white, this one is, you know, brown, etc.
Yeah.
He's an inclusive God.
Yeah.
We'll put it in that term.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if we are talking, and as we are moving and navigating now in the world where we are, mm-hmm. and we're making progress, mm-hmm. we can only make a conducive environment when we are inclusive of everybody.
Exactly.
Regardless of
a global
race.
Home. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Regardless of race, mm-hmm. regardless of religious belief,
exactly.
regardless of, you know, I begin to start to see people beyond their
status.
Their status.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. You know, another mistake that we actually make is that we tend to judge people based on perhaps their choices. But then that's them.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, as much as we would want a particular person to be sort of like this,
mm-mm-mm.
it's not, we don't have power
yeah.
over that.
Yes.
Of course, and perhaps if what they are is maybe not so healthy for them,
mm-mm.
then hating them and being rude or disrespectful, whatever, mm-hmm. it's not going to change it.
Yeah.
We can only change it through love.
Exactly. And that's the reason why God doesn't make choices for us.
Mm.
He gave us that free will, you know?
Yeah.
He present the flower before
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
It's up to you to water it, uproot it,
yeah.
be, you know, such things. So
yeah.
he's a free will God. So it's choices.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that. And I would want to meet other people who have really done, a course as you have done. Like, you know, I would want to interrogate them and ask,
how
yeah,
do you understand?
Yes. Yes. And even if having finished the course, what is it that, how has it shaped your mind? How has it, you know, things like that?
Mm-mm-mm.
Because at the end of the day, really, I come to realize, you know, I don't know. I think it's, Nelson Mandela who really did say this, to say education is the greatest equalizer.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And how much more now that next year, 2026, public schools will be, tertiary public
high schools.
Mm. will be
free of charge.
Free of charge, you know? Mm-mm. And can you believe that some people were actually worried and concerned that what if we have a nation of educated people but jobless people? What's your take on that?
I would say it's better.
Thank you.
Yeah, because knowledge bring, I mean, education brings us knowledge. You can have a, you can have a qualification and not a job, but does that not limit your brain?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You are still free to come up with things,
ideas,
mm-hmm. you know, create something. It's going to be a better world,
exactly.
You know, yes.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And I also read an advocate status who said something like, of course, when a person is educated, their thinking capacity is way higher than of that of somebody who doesn't have any level of knowledge of education. You know, there's a certain way that we think. There's a certain way we
not 100% agree to that.
Okay, but it's true, hey?
Yeah,
not 100%.
Our parents were never educated, but they were full of knowledge.
But can we say our parents were never educated? I mean, their parents spent time educating
educating them. Yeah,
sort of like, you know, whether it was through engan. What do you call this?
Exactly. Yeah, they were taught. Yeah,
they were
raised in, you know.
Yeah, they were raised. You don't do this. They were given reasons why you do this. The way, you know, even passing on cultural norms on how to do certain things. That's education, because education goes way beyond being in the classroom writing exams and tests.
No, you're right.
Anyway, our studio line is open. That is on 083-288-401. If you want to partake in the conversation, dial in, or perhaps you have an opinion you want to share with us. That is on 083-288-401. You know what, Sarah? Your coming here has broadened up my mind and my understanding on certain things. Mm-hmm. And I really do appreciate that. Yeah. So apart from that, Sarah, have you ever thought maybe of writing a book?
Yes, when
you
I was
did?
In grade 10, I think, I wanted to write a book. And, I'm yet to begin that
journey.
I don't know when.
Yeah. And I love how you said, I don't like to begin something that I'm not going to finish.
Exactly. Mm. So, yeah, probably in the pipeline. I'm not sure when, that idea has been there.
Yeah. And then, What are those thoughts that are running through your mind that you would want to obviously tackle, those particular chapters that you would want to tackle in that book?
Basically, probably it will be more on myself, me, and the experiences or the journey that I've walked on this planet Earth.
Yeah.
And probably encourage a parent with a child that has special need, or encourage someone with or without.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't really gather much thought on it, but it's something that perhaps maybe I'll consider at a later stage.
Yeah.
Yes.
While we're still there, I did say when we do come back, we'll talk about encouraging a parent with a child with special needs. Because I think it's better when parents hear from adults with special needs. But I probably would say now, at this point, you wouldn't really want to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What encouragement or advice would you want to give to a parent, whether a mom or a dad, or just look at it holistically at every family member involved?
Raising a child with special need.
Mm-hmm.
My encouragement, probably to begin with, I would say that you are not alone.
Mm.
Yeah, you are not alone. You know, there are, you know, a lot of parents in the same shoes.
Mm.
And one thing I can really, really just encourage a parent to give is love to their children. That is the greatest gift, you know, your child can receive from you as a parent. Yeah. Irregardless of who the child is or how they are. Yeah. The moment you water in that love, mm-hmm. it really opens doors. Yeah. It build in that confidence in a child.
Mm-hmm.
It gives a child no rooms to think that they are different.
Mm.
Yeah. So starting with that, love your child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love that child.
Mm-hmm.
Support that child's dreams.
Mm.
Yeah. Do the best you can give to that child.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, at the end, it's just a child. Don't isolate, you know.
Yeah.
Don't hide the child. Don't be ashamed of,
ooh.
You know, even posting that child.
Yeah.
Or it is your love. It is your, it's you.
The
you
fruit
know?
Of your womb.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if in my probably thinking or perspective, if I hadn't received love from my parent, I don't mm-hmm. know where I'll be now,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
My father loved me.
Mm-hmm.
My mother loves me.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone at home loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And that love, I would say covers me. That I don't really see things.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You would, you know, in the past when you were a child, you go to, let's say at school or the hospital, you'll find a fellow kid surrounding you, watching at you.
Yeah.
You know, because you are different.
Yeah.
But because you are carrying love in you, they become nothing to you. Like, you won't even see them like, oh, they're
you know,
there.
Yeah.
Because you know that.
Oh, you'll get so annoyed.
Yeah. No, like, I know I will go back home after school and there is love, you know.
Exactly.
So you don't, if you are groomed in love, you don't see really much obstacles or challenges. They are there, but they don't bother you.
Yeah. Because they're really coming from a home
exactly.
where you're made to feel special.
And that carry us in every phase of our lives.
Yeah.
Be it through primary school, senior, secondary,
tertiary.
And it just blend in, mm-hmm. you know, even the friends that you're meeting, the people that you're meeting, you know, they become surrounded in that atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
that love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even at work, I'm loved.
Yeah.
My colleagues loves me.
Yes.
Society loves me.
Yeah.
So it's, if there's anything or something that I can give into a parent raising a child with special needs right now.
Yeah.
Pour in that love. You don't need money to love your child.
Mm-hmm. They will feel it.
You know, the inner love from your heart is what your child needs.
Wow.
Yes.
And I think that I will take this advice and generalize it for every child.
Yes. It needs love. It doesn't need money. My background, my family is not rich, you know?
Yeah.
At some points, I was raised by my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all know our homes of our grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing fancy there. There's nothing, you know?
Yeah.
But the love, it was enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was enough to carry us.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think when a child is loved right, you said it rightly, they grow on to be confident.
Yes.
And I think they knock on doors. They become so bold to knock on doors on
yes.
any door. And they are so confident that, hey, this door should open.
Exactly.
Because why not?
You
why
deserve
it. Open? Yes. Mm-hmm.
You deserve know? It. Yes. Mm-hmm.
They don't go about feeling pity for themselves.
Not at all. It doesn't exist. Yeah.
Look at
doesn't
that.
Exist. Yeah. You don't have room for pitying yourself for what?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, you are okay. You are fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. And this goes on to every parent
yes.
for us to love our children.
Yes.
Regardless whether they have special needs
or
they're
not.
Full or not. Mm. Or they're full body.
Able-bodied.
Body.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. And imagine. If a child is loved right at home and they go to school,
they will love right.
They will love right.
Yes.
They won't bully other kids.
Not at all.
Yeah. And even when they do encounter bullying, they can, some kids actually become vocal to say, what you're doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, and other kids actually see other kids being bullied. Mm-hmm. But because this one is coming from a home where they are loved, right? Mm-hmm. They stand up for others.
Yes.
And that's the society we're trying to build.
Exactly. And as a parent, if you are pouring in that love, it also builds you, you know?
It does.
It builds you. It surrounds you.
Yeah.
That other voices, you know, will become nothing when it comes to your child, mm-hmm. that special child.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she has a special child, needs AB. Since you are surrounded by love, that comments won't even do anything to you as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They will repel back. Mm-hmm. Yes. They will not even exist. Yes. Yes.
And we go on, and I think also those who are loved, right, go on to become great spouses.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Because you know how to love your spouse rightly from a point of, I'm loved already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really in this relationship or this marriage seeking some sort of validation.
No, yeah. No. You are not seeking to be loved. You are loved already.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You're seeking to compliment each other, rather.
Exactly. And grow all together, you know. So the love matters. If we can have that in every community,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we wouldn't, have so many issues going around.
Yeah, that's so true. Anyway, our studio number is very much open. You may come through and air your opinions and contributions right here on Life Lessons. That is on 0832888401. 0832888401. We still have a few minutes for us before we actually do say goodnight. But for now, you can still come through, and we are talking about just anything that you can set your heart on, you are able to achieve. Now, Sarah, what has always been your motto in life? What is that one thing that, apart obviously from having a community of loved ones that pushed you through love, what's that one motto that you always had, perhaps when you, perhaps even faced with a difficult situation, or perhaps while at school and this module just seems to be quite hard? What's that one motto that kept you going?
You know, there are fears. We are human beings, ne?
Yeah.
And at times we find ourselves with fears roaming around us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what kept me going is never let your fear be louder than your dreams.
Never let your fear be louder than your dreams.
Yes. They are there, but your dreams matters more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fears will be there, mm-hmm. obviously roaming around. They exist in our lives. Yeah. But you shouldn't allow them to be more louder. No, you silence them. Please.
Yeah.
Please chill.
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah.
Your dreams are more valid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that is one thing that really kept me going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Challenges are there. Obviously, sometimes you feel like, oh, my Lord. Yeah. But you shouldn't allow them to be louder than your dreams.
Mm.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And that kept me going.
I see.
Yes.
I see. Speaking at you and engaging you for this whole hours gets me realizing, okay, now I see why Dr. Jeremiah really loves his wife. It goes on about her. One calm lady who gets her points across, you know, in a very calm, but straightforward manner.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. You're an impact in the society. And of course, that question when I asked you to say, what would you want to be remembered for? You know, what would you want the community to remember you for? Definitely, you're placing your mark, you know, in lives of people that you may not even know yourself, mm-hmm. you know? And it shows that our impact in people's life is not bound to our physical abilities.
Exactly. Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. It brings me back to what you said earlier in our very beginning of the conversation, where you said, we are just people, you know, and thus a wheelchair.
Is it a tool that I use for mobility?
Yeah. Mm. It's not who I am.
Exactly.
It's
not, you are not defined by the shoes that you put on. They are just there to protect you from,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
Yes, but that is not who you are.
You know what? I so appreciate that. It's been such a wonderful conversation.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Now, your last message to everybody, to anyone that's out there trying to make it, I don't know, way in every sector, any sector, mm-hmm. that which comes to your mind, that which you feel led to share.
I would probably just encourage that start where you are. As we earlier alluded, we are different. You don't need to have millions to start selling sweets, you know?
Yeah.
That is just an example. Start where you are. You don't need to be discouraged the fact that you only have grade 10, that, oh, it's the end of it. I cannot become a PhD candidate one day. Start where you are. Yeah. You don't need to have it all. With the little you have, start where you are. And with that, yeah, I would conclude that start where you are.
Yeah.
What matters is not the start, but the end of the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely. Start where you are.
Yes, definitely.
With whatever it is that you want to start.
Yes.
Start where you are.
Start with what you have.
Yes, start with what you have. And I think I will include this in that your particular statement. For those of you that want to get married, start where you are.
Start where you are.
Why wait to have $50,000 to actually get married?
No, start where you are.
Exactly. With everything, start where you are. And those are the words of Sarah Moshana Haimbodi, a beautiful lady who just graced us with her wisdom and her knowledge this evening. Also impacting on explaining inclusivity. What inclusivity actually means. And I think that's the one major thing that I'm working away with today. Talking about inclusivity. When we talk about it, what is it that we are saying, and how can I and you play our part in making sure that inclusivity is one thing that is definitely playing ground within here, that our Namibian land of the brave. How is it that you are intending on making the environment inclusive, not just for you, not just for your loved ones, but for everybody, regardless of race, color, or able body or not able body? Yeah. That's food for thought that I would want to leave you to digest upon. Now, with that being said, we have come to the conclusion of today's episode of Life Lessons. Do stay tuned again for other podcasts that are coming up. And of course, if you would love to listen to this conversation again, perhaps you missed it, or perhaps it was so impactful, it did so much in your life, like as it did to me, you're welcome to download the Eagle FM app that is on our App Store or Google Play Store. And you can listen to it again and just reflect on it and actually remind yourself of the wisdom and the knowledge that our guests always come and share with us. Now, with that being said, from Indafa Happy Juju, it is goodbye. I'll see you again, same time, same place, next Saturday from 1900 hours up until 2100 hours, where we'll bring you another insightful topic right here on Life Lessons. So good night and take care.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Uvele kisema ep ato kasi nchavu kamso, zakare liferire, nise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, muikutwe kulimusie mba santo ye nguyetuna. Muikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopo ya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilingi, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali zira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasifera sesifa ep ya imba, ize tatama. Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, Nizengu Zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, va 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
It's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the Eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.